Okay, you're about to experience one of the greatest things that you can experience as a Skrull host, and that is Rhetoric of Pop.
Yes.
So before we get into our second break, I'll explain what Rhetoric of Pop is. It's we take one of the top songs off the Billboard Hot 100 list, and we listen to it for our second song. And when we come back from the break, we'll break it down, and we'll give it a rhetorical analysis like you would for anything. And trying to get deeper than just this very face value level pop song, we try to break it down and see, you know, where the artist is coming from, what the message is, the techniques they use to portray that message. And this week, I am extremely excited for the song that we're listening to. It's Justin Bieber's Sorry. Have you listened to much off? I think we did What Do You Mean last quarter. So we've already done something off this new Justin Bieber album. Have you listened to this album?
Love Yourself is my jam.
Love Yourself is number 3 on the Hot 100 right now. So we might get to it in the coming weeks is what I'm saying. But this actually just recently dethroned Adele's Hello.
No way.
Yeah. The Hot 100 is like pretty good right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because and like 21 Pilots is 5th in the Hot 100.
Dang, nice.
When did they blow up like that? But, okay.
Good for them.
So when we get back, we'll break this down. But right now, we'll go with the 2016 King of Pop. Oh my gosh, is that too much? Can I say that?
Uh-oh.
Justin Bieber. You gotta go and get angry at all of my honesty. You know I try, but I don't do too well with apologies. I hope I don't run out of time, cause someone call a referee. Cause I just need one more shot, have forgiveness. I know you know that I made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times. So let me redeem or redeem on myself tonight. Cause I just need one more shot, second chance. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh, is it too late now to say sorry? Yeah, I know that I let you down. Is it too late to say sorry now? Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah, I know that I let you down. Take every single piece of the blame if you want me to. But you know that there is no innocent one in this game for two. I go, and then you go out and spill the truth. Can we both say the words and forget this? Yeah. Is it too late now to say sorry? Cause I'm missing more than just your body. Oh. Trying to get you back on. Down, listen to it, to Welcome back, Skrull Nation. This is Skrull Radio on Radio DePaul, Chicago's College Connection. And for this hour, your connection to the world of writing and peer writing tutoring. We are, of course, brought to you by the University Center for Writing-Based Learning, also known as the UCWubble. We are open for appointments. Get them while they're hot. DePaul.edu/writing. Check us out. That was Justin Bieber singing Sorry. It's okay, Justin. You're fine. Like, can I just accept this apology and be done with it? I don't know. So, again, for the listeners, we do this reoccurring segment, Rhetoric Pop, because we like to go a little bit deeper than the face value of popular music and really analyze it and give it a rhetorical analysis for, you know, its meaning, its purpose, techniques used to kind of fulfill that purpose. And I think this helps us grow as writers and students. We're constantly really rhetorically analyzing things. Mm-hmm. And we're often asked to do this specifically in coursework. So how do you feel about this song? Because I love it, but it doesn't really matter whether I like it or not.
It's not my favorite.
It's not my favorite. You're a Love Yourself fan, though.
Yeah, that's it. That's pretty much it.
That's fine. As long as you like One Bieber Jam.
Baby was pretty good back in the day.
Oh, a huge throwback. So I think let's jump right into the chorus, because I think the lyrics that stand out the most to me are the, is it too late now to say sorry because I'm missing more than just your body?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Justin.
So let's start with, is it too late now to say sorry?
What?
So, starting with, is it too late now to say sorry?
Yeah.
It's an afterthought.
Yeah.
Really. He's like, maybe I should have said sorry before.
Oh, yeah.
Still get away with it now?
Yeah, exactly. Can I still get away with saying sorry now?
Does this help me in any way?
Is this going to help me? And then he goes, and then he almost like answers the immediate objection before girl can even object.
Yeah.
And that's, wow, you just want me for my body. And he's like, no. I miss more than just your body. As if the first thing that men miss about a woman
is
the body always. And that's really
great news for feminists everywhere.
Yeah, this isn't really, you wouldn't hold this up as a feminist
anthem.
Yeah, no. I don't think much work that Justin Bieber has.
Because why would you miss someone for their personality, really?
Yeah, no, I can't. I certainly never have. But yeah, so it's shallow, I would say. Is that a fair word?
I would say that, yeah.
I'd say it's shallow. But, I mean, what is... I guess that as a saying shallow as a criticism, it's dependent a lot on the intended audience. So there's plenty of things to say about Justin Bieber's fan base. Who do you think the intended audience for this song is?
But is it Selena Gomez?
I think there's only probably two people who know.
Selena
and Justin.
Jelena.
Okay.
Sustin.
We need to do a Selena Gomez song on this segment. I was just thinking about, because Selena Gomez is perfect.
True.
But anyway, is it Selena Gomez? I mean, yeah, if it's a hyper-specific kind of post-breakup song that he's reflecting on. Now, the chances that Justin Bieber wrote this.
True.
Slim
to
none.
Something to take.
So is it just a generic intended audience? Anyone who's going through relationship issues?
I don't know that if I went through a relationship issue, I would say I'm missing more than just your body.
True.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This definitely, I'm almost thinking.
I'll tell you where this works. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
No, it's okay. I was just going to say, I feel like this seems almost like a booty call, but like trying to make it not seem like
a
booty call.
It absolutely sounds like a booty call for sure. It sounds like a desperate.
Like it's 4 a.m. Is this too late to say?
Yeah,
sorry?
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's a really good interpretation. As far as audience goes, I don't know what the intended. I mean, the intended, it's a pop music song. It's Justin Bieber.
It's all the Bieber fever.
Yeah, Bieber fever, teenage to, you know, young adult girls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm noticing more and more guys are getting into Justin Bieber.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you where this song absolutely kills.
Do tell.
A college party.
True.
The first time I heard this song, it was at this, I was at the University of Michigan. It was this giant frat tailgate for, it was a football game. Mm-hmm. And I was like, this is Justin Bieber.
What? Yeah. And then I realized
everyone was singing the words to this song.
This is true. You're right.
And so I think that it's relatable in a certain sense in that we've all been through a breakup. This is what I'll say. I'll point to another lyric specifically. Made those mistakes maybe once or twice. And by once or twice, I mean maybe a couple of hundred times.
Oh, I didn't even see that. Jeez.
Which I don't think is the pinnacle of lyrical quality, but at the same time, definitely kind of relatable because I think...
Pinnacle of lyrical quality.
I think we can all admit that we've made mistakes more times than...
We care to admit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I guess that's a good... He's stepping up to the plate here.
Yeah, and it's not like Justin Bieber is, you know, this absolute, completely ridiculous person who has no relatable qualities.
No, this is true.
I mean, he's a young person just like us. So I think this is definitely an interesting...
Who loves Selena Gomez.
Like everyone.
Yeah.
So I think this is a really interesting song to think about, but... And hopefully we'll get to more. I actually hope we get to more Justin Bieber and Rhetoric of Pop throughout the year, to be honest with you. There's plenty of great jams on the album. But I want to go back and we'll end the day with the word of the day. Mm. So word of the day, we want to bring back in just trying to push ourselves to learn new things through clues. And this has a New Year's theme. It's Panglossian. Our first clue was actually New Year's. Then we got a little bit of a hint from Lori Dietz saying... Does it have anything to do with Dr. Pangloss from this work by Voltaire?
But sadly, that did not help because
you can't remember anything about it, and I have never read it. I have never read it. So
I'll blame you for not reading
it. The final clue, and we'll let this simmer for about 10 seconds, is Powerball. Another very relative thing. So, Panglossian, New Year's, Powerball.
Like new start. Like if you get a lot of money, that's kind of like a new start.
Yeah. But I almost immediately started thinking about the negative side of the Powerball, like the hopeless, like false hope kind of idea.
Oh, or the fact that when people win, their life just turns to shambles actually. And they lose.
Okay.
All the money.
So new year. So new kind of a fresh.
Or it could be negative where we were talking about people who abandon their resolutions immediately.
Something like that. So just like, final guess. Give me a final guess.
It's an adjective. Right? That's what's throwing me off.
Oh, yeah.
Panglossian. Oh, you give me a final guess.
Okay, I'm going to go with something along the lines of someone who is unable to stick to new ideas.
Okay. I'm going to say maybe something like big hopes.
Okay.
Hopeful.
All right. Like overly optimistic almost.
Maybe, yeah. Okay.
Highly optimistic for the future.
What?
I can't win this game.
Dang.
Amazing. You nailed
it. Those are good
hints.
You nailed
it, yeah.
Nice.
Nailed it. Okay.
What was your guess?
It wasn't right.
Okay.
It wasn't right. You got it right.
Yes.
So you bring home the W on your first episode of Scrawl. And what an episode it's been.
What a journey.
Thank you for being... Oh, yes. A 1 hour long journey. Thank you for being here with us. I can say that for me and Robert, who've been on the team, that we're really excited to have you on board.
Thanks.
And we're excited to get some new things cranked out this quarter. But with that, we'll end the episode how we end every episode on Scrawl, which is, this is Scrawl Radio reminding you to put it in, and then we'll both say put it in writing together.
Okay.
So thanks so much, guys. This is Scrawl Radio reminding you to put it in writing.